We were at the Baptist church this morning, and one of the young people that had come down from Tallinn to sing with us, she told us a remarkable story.
Ja ta rääkis ühe väga märkimisväärse loo.
Last week she had to go with a church choir to Finland.
Ta pidi eelmisel nädalal minema ühe kooriga Soome, but it wasn't a church choir.
Okay, well you correct me.
Aha, they were not Christian brothers.
Yeah. So did you say that?
Ta läks kooriga Soome ja ta ütles, et tema oli, no, seal ei olnud nagu teisi kristlasi.
And they had to sing in one or two different venues.
Ja nad pidid seal mõnes koolis laulma.
And after they sang in the last school.
Ja peale seda, kui nad olid siis selles viimases koolis laulnud, kus nad pidid laulma.
Before that, this young girl who spoke to us this morning.
Aga ennem seda siis see noor naine, kes täna seal rääkis.
In the evening she felt a real, what was the word she used?
Heavy.
A real heaviness.
Ta tundis, et tal on nagu nii raske olla eelmisel õhtul.
And she didn't know what it was.
Ja ta ei teanud, mis asjas oli.
And all that night she felt this heaviness.
Ja ta lihtsalt tundis, et tal on nagu nii raske olla.
And she got up in the morning and still felt this heaviness upon her.
Ja hommikul tärkas üles, et tal oli ikka nagu hästi raske olla.
Anyway, they went to the school and they sang.
Aga nad läksid siis sinna kooli ja nad laulsid seal.
And when they finished, somebody invited them to another school.
Ja siis keegi oli peale seda esinemist seal kutsunud nad veel ühte kooli.
Not to sing, just have a look around at the school.
Et nad ei pidanud seal laulu, nad pidid lihtsalt seal nagu kontakti looma ja ringi vaatama.
And in her heart, she felt God say to her, no, don't go.
Ja ma südamestel tundis, et Jumal ütles, et ei ära mine sinna.
She really felt that all that heaviness was for this reason.
Ta tõesti tundis, et tal oli just raske selle pärast, et nad ei peaks sinna kooli minema.
They shouldn't go to this school.
Et nad ei peaks sellesse kooli minema.
And so she told that to the group.
Ja ta ütles seda ka siis teistele seal grupis.
They were, none of the rest were Christians.
Aga teised ei olnud siis kristlased.
So they decided, okay, we won't go to that school.
Aga nad siis otsustasid ikkagi kõik koos, et nad ei lähe sinna kooli.
And as they got on the bus to go home.
Ja kui nad siis läksid tagasi bussi, et sõita sinna kohta, kus nad ööbisid.
They heard the news.
Oli nad raadio käima ja kuulsid uudiseid.
And the news about 7 or 8, I can't remember now, students being shot at the very time in that other school.
Ja need olid siis uudised sellest kooli tulistamisest, mis toimus täpselt sellel samal ajal ja selles samas koolis, kui nad pidid minema.
And it appears that God has saved that group of people.
Ja nagu näha, või nagu tundub, et Jumal säästis neid ja hoidis
from
neid.
A disaster.
Sest ka nemad oleksid võinud olla seal koolis
tulistamise ajal. These young people started asking our friend, well, how did you know that?
Ja siis nad hakkasid küsima selle tüdrukuga käest, et kuidas sa teadsid?
And she was able to tell them that God is with her.
Ja siis ta ütles nendele, et Jumal on koos, Jumal on koos temaga.
That's an amazing story.
Väga lahe lugu.
I don't know whether you've heard about the news here, but we heard about it a lot in England.
Ja me kõik oleme siis kuulnud ilmselt neid uudiseid.
They are horrible.
Juba.
But how God preserved that young girl.
Aga Jumal siis hoidis ta noor tüdrukut.
And how that young girl was obedient to the voice of the Lord in her.
Ja kuidas see tüdruk siis ka kuuletus.
That's wonderful. Jumal story. Well, I think I would like to tell you a bit about my story.
Ja ma mõtlen, et võibolla täna siin ma räägin siis natuke nagu oma lugu.
Not for very long.
Ma väga pikalt ei räägi.
But you're my friends now.
Te olete nüüd minu sõbrad.
I've met you twice.
Ma olen teiega juba kaks korda.
So that makes us friends.
Tähendab, ma olen juba rohkem.
So you ought to know a little bit about me.
Nii et ma arvan, et teil on õigus natukene minust teada saada.
I suppose I was a bit of a lad, a bad lad.
Ma arvan, et mina olin ka üks paha poiss.
Not that bad, but everybody knew who I was.
Mitte nii hirmus hull, aga mind tunti.
And God was from my thoughts 1,000 miles.
Ja kõige viimane asi, mille peale ma mõtlesin, oli Jumal.
On Friday, at our where we're staying at Võhmaa.
Ja sel reedel siis Võhmas, kus me praegu peatun.
Simon was asking people about embarrassing moments.
Siis Simon nüüd küsis inimeste käest, et rääkige oma elust mõni. Mõtta? Yeah.
In kids club.
Seal oli laste klubi, et Simon ütles, et küsis nende laste käest, et rääkige mõni lugu oma elust, mille üle teil on häbi.
I can remember one of my embarrassing moments.
Ja mulle tuli meelde üks selline lugu minu enda elust.
And it was the first time I heard about God.
Ja see oli esimene kord, kui ma kuulsin Jumalast.
I sometimes went to a youth group.
Sest vahel käisin mina ka noorte kirikus.
No, you know, not a Christian youth group.
Vabandus, see ei olnud mitte kirik, vaid see oli lihtsalt selline noorte
mingi klubi. I was still at school.
Ma käisin veel koolis.
And I used to go to this youth. I think I was must have been 14 or 15.
Ma arvan, ma olin siis mingi 14 või 15.
And anyway, these people came to the youth group and said, our youth group is having a band from Liverpool.
Ja siis nad, me olime seal selles noorte klubis siis ja siis tuldi öeldi, et meile tuleb üks band Liverpoolis külla.
Next Sunday evening.
Järgmise pühapäeval tulevad.
And all the towns invited.
Ja kõik terve linn on kutsutud.
And I said, band from Liverpool.
Ma mõtlesin, Liverpoolis on
noorte. You know, I was thinking, Jane the Pacemakers, the Beatles.
No, sellepärast, et Beatles on
Liverpool. No, I'll go to this band from Liverpool.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, lahe, et seda tahaks küll.
And so, late on Sunday night, down I went.
Nii, et pealpoolt ma läksin kenasti kuulema.
The first bad thing
esimene kehv asi
oli, was you had to walk past the church to get to where the band was playing.
Et selleks, et sinna minna, kus see band mängis, selleks tuli minna kirikust mööda.
It was the big hall behind the church.
Selle pärast, et nad mängisid ühes suures saalis, mis oli just kiriku taga.
And I started to think, what's happening here?
Ja see oli esimene tulu, kui läks põlema.
How can a band from Liverpool be playing in such a building as this?
Ma mõtlesin, kuidas võib üks Liverpooli ansambel mängida sellise zoone?
But I saw some of my mates and my friends going,
aga
so
ma nägin, et mõned sõbrad läksid ka veel sinna, siis ma läksin ka kaasa.
Well, yeah, it was good.
Ja see oli päris, jah.
Place was crowded out, packed out.
Ja terve saal oli täiesti täis.
And the band was quite like the Beatles, but not bad.
Yeah, see band ei olnud just Beatlesid, aga ega nad kehvad ka ei olnud.
They made a lot of noise and that was the main thing.
Nad tegid kõvasti lärmi ja see oli kõik, mis selle luges.
But they kept talking about God.
Aga nad rääkisid kogu aeg Jumalast.
Every time they stopped singing, they had to tell us what God had done for them.
Ja iga kord, kui lugu lõppes, nad jälle pidi rääkida, mida Jumal oli teinud.
And you're thinking, oh.
Mina tahtsid laua alla mida.
But they sing another song and that was okay. And at the end of this concert, the main singer stood up and he said, now I want to challenge you young men. You know, by that time we were throwing things at them.
Whoa,
get off back to the ball, go away, you God squad, and all that kind of
stuff.
But he stood up quite brave, he said, I want to challenge you young men. I challenge you to come forward and speak to us about God. And I thought, well, you're not talking to me like that.
You just speak about God. Yeah. Ah, with them.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. For me after.
Yeah, and this is that, kas teil on piisavalt julgust, et tulla siia ette ja kui me nüüd lõpetame ja rääkida meiega Jumalast.
And I thought, they're not going to talk to me like that, I'm going forward.
Siis mina aga mõtlesin, et minuga niimoodi ei räägita, et mina olen igal juhul ette.
So, how are you going, mister?
Härra, te olete siis minemas.
Is he off?
Yeah. Off he goes.
Sorry, you could keep him, I couldn't keep him. You're the evangelist, I'm pastor, I've gone. Pass me down for another month. I saw you crowd his hand, thought, yes. I couldn't keep him. Useless. Where was I?
being challenged to go to the front.
Yeah, challenged to go to the front. And so I went to the front.
No, ja siis ma läksin, võtsin välja kutse vastu ja läksin.
And the first thing they did was ask my name.
Ja esimene asja, mis nad tegid, oli, et küsisid, mis mu nimi on.
They wrote it down on a card.
Ja kirjutasid selle üles.
And then my address.
Võtsid aadressi ka.
And they wrote that down on a card.
Ja see kirjutati ka üles.
And I didn't think that was very clever.
Siis ma arvasin, et see polnud küll hea mõte.
And I said, I know what you're trying to do.
Siis ma ütlesin neile, et ma tean küll, mis
you're trying to get me into your church.
Püüate mind oma kirikusse saada.
And so off I went.
Ja lasin jalga.
Now the embarrassing thing happened the next day.
Järgmisel aastal juhtus eriti häbi päev. Järgmisel päeval juhtus eriti kehv lugu.
Next day at school.
Koolis.
Because I was in the cool group of boys.
Sellepärast, et koolis olin mina selles lahedas grupis.
Yeah, we used to play rugby and football and, you know.
Me mängisime rugbyt ja jalkat ja me olime need lahedad.
And this other boy,
ja see teine poiss,
I noticed him at the meeting on Sunday night.
Ma nägin teda pealkaval seal koosolekul.
And he was a churchgoer.
Ja tema oli see, kes kirikus käis.
And this boy came up to me in my group on Monday morning.
Ja siis esmaspäeva hommikul, kui ma olin koolis, tuli see poiss sinna meie gruppi.
And he came and tried to take my hand and shake it.
Ja ta tuli ja ta proovis võtta mu kätte ja nagu suruda kätt.
And he said something like, oh, praise the Lord, Dave, now you're a Christian.
Ja ta ütles midagi sellised, kiitus Jumala.
And all my friends looked at me.
Nüüd oled sina ka Kristian.
Oh, no, go away.
Ja võtsid lase jalga.
I didn't go back to that church for a very long time.
Ja selles kirikus ei käinud ikka väga kaua.
But the thing is this.
Aga mis ma tahtsin öelda?
Some of the things that I heard that night.
Mõned asjad, mida ma kuulsin selle õhtul.
They, do you know when you, in the summer, you can walk through a forest and you get things that stick to you?
Ja birds. See on tead, nagu suvel käid kuskil metsas ja takjad hakkavad külge.
Some of the words I said stuck to me, I couldn't get rid of them.
Ja mõned sõnad olid ka nagu takjad jäänud kinni minust külge ja ma ei saanud neist lahti.
Time went on, I left school.
Läks aeg edasi ja ma läksin koolist ära.
Started experimenting with the drink.
Hakkasin joogiga eksperimenteerima.
Looking for girls.
Ja tüdrukud otsima.
And some of my friends told me this.
Ja mõned sõrad ütlesid nii.
That there was another youth group starting.
Et tuleb veel üks selline noorte nagu grupi.
And this group had lots of young girls.
Ja seal on hästi palju tüdrukuid.
So, I had to go.
Ja ma pidin siis minema.
Well, you have to go, don't you, Lynn?
No siis juba pead minema, on ju.
Call of nature.
See loodus kutsu.
But again, every time I went.
Aga iga kord, kui ma läksin.
Dave, you know, God loves you.
Kuulsin sama, te ei tea, kui Jumal
kõrgab sind. Every Sunday it was the same.
Kui iga päev sama lugu.
Jesus died for you, Dave.
Jeesus suri sinu eest.
And God loves you.
Jumal armastab sind.
And we love you.
Me armastame sind ka.
And I used to go home.
Ja ma läksin koju.
And on my way home.
Ja koduteel.
Even though that happened 40 years ago,
isegi kui see juhtus nüüd juba mingi 40 aastat tagasi.
I still can't quite explain my feelings.
Ma ikkagi ei saa veel aru, mida ma tundsin.
Part of me was embarrassed.
Mingi osa minust tundis häbi.
Part of me was afraid.
Mingi osa minust kartis.
Part of me was so angry.
Mingi osa minust oli nagu vihane.
I never told Jesus to die for me.
Ma ei palunud, et Jeesus
suureb. Why should he die for me? Why should he love me?
Miks ta pidi seda tegema? Miks ta pidi mind armastama?
These new friends I was starting to have.
Ja siis need nii nimetad uued sõbrad, kes mul hakkasid tekkima.
I could never be like them.
Ma ei tahtnud olla nende
moodi. They didn't drink, they didn't smoke, they didn't swear.
Nad ei joonud, nad ei suitsetanud, nad ei vandunud.
They didn't keep falling out with each other.
Nad ei läinud omavahel tülli.
They knew my reputation.
Minu maine oli teada.
As a bit of a fighter and a bit of a drunk already.
Sükka paras kakleja jõin ka.
Yeah, they wanted to be with me.
Ja nad tahtsid minuga koos olla.
I could not understand.
Ma lihtsalt ei saanud aru.
But something dragged me back there every Sunday.
Aga midagi tõmbas mind igal päeval sinna kirikusse
tagasi. And deep down, although I never said this, I wanted to be like them.
Ja kuigi nad ju kunagi öelnud, seda ma tahtsin olla nende moodi.
I wanted to be, I could, in their faces, there was something clean.
Sest nende nägudes oli midagi puhast.
Their actions, there was something clean, how the boys treated the girls.
Ja nii kuidas poisid kohtasid tüdrukuid, seal oli midagi puhast.
I didn't, couldn't understand everything, but there was something about that, I just wanted to be what they were.
Seal oli midagi, millest ma aru ei saanud, aga ma tahtsin, sügaval enda sees, ma tahtsin olla nagu nemad.
Well, I suppose this went on for 2 or 3 months.
Ja ma arvan, et see kestis paar-kolm kuud.
Me getting confused.
Mina olin ikka rohkem ja rohkem segaduses.
Determined never to go back.
Otsustasin, et mina tagasi
lähen. But every Sunday finding myself back in that same room.
Igal pühal ma olen samas ruumis tagasi.
Listening to the same message.
Kuulesin see sama sõnumi.
Jesus died for you.
Jeesus suri sinu eest.
At the same time when I was in bed at home.
Samal ajal, kui ma õhtul kodus voodis olin.
In the mornings my mom and dad said, what were you doing last night?
Siis minu ema ja isa küsis, et mida sa ei õhtu tegid?
I said, well, what do you mean?
Ma küsin, mis te mõtled?
They said, well, you were screaming, you were banging on the wall.
Ja nüüd said, kuule, sa peksid vastu seina.
And in the morning, my bed and my bedclothes were in one corner of the room and I was in another corner.
Ja hommikul olid minu voodiriided ühes saanurgas ja mina ise olin teises.
So things were going on inside of me.
Mul oli täi, minu sees toimus midagi.
That I didn't understand.
Millest ma absoluutselt aru ei saanud.
One particular Sunday evening.
Ja ühel pühapäeval.
The pastor stood up and spoke.
Tõusis pastor ja rääkis.
He was an old man.
Ja tema oli vana mees.
Maybe the same age as the pastor of the Baptist church this morning. He also had white hair. And he was too was a very, very godly man. And he said the same things as he was speaking. He said, Jesus came into this world to die for you. God so loved you. And when he said so, he said, so loved you. That he gave his only son for you. And he said, if you believe that, you'll never die. You'll never perish. You'll have life everlasting. And God will so transform your life. By his power you won't recognize yourself. And he seemed to be looking right into my soul.
And
I can't explain what happened next. I got so angry. I stood up in the meeting. And really, these chairs remind me the chairs were about way back then. I started throwing the chairs around and kicking the chairs around.
Ma hakkasin toole niimoodi viskama,
They had this brand new, beautiful meeting hall.
Neil oli ilus, hästi valmis saanud
kuulma. Big velvet curtains from top to bottom.
Ja sellised maast laenud big kardinad.
And I started running around and pulling the curtains down.
Ma hakkasin neid maa viskama.
And saying, don't tell me God loves me, how dare he love me, I hate him!
Ja ma ütlesin, märge, minule öelge, et Jumal armastab, et mina vihkan teda.
And all the young boys were going to go up and try and grab me and throw me out. But the pastor said, no, no. And he came up to me.
And I
knew I could take him.
You
know, I was a young, strong rugby player.
Ma olin noor ja tugev rugby.
This was a fragile old man. But when he looked at me, and I looked at him, I knew he was stronger than me. There was something in him that was stronger than I was. He just looked at me. And I knew that he had something, a power, I can't tell you what I thought, but there was a power in that man.
Ma ei oska teile seletada, mida ma tundsin, aga selles mees oli mingisugune jõud.
And I knew I was beaten.
Ja ma tean, sel hetkel, et mina olin...
And he said, David,
ja ütles, David,
you're banned.
Sinu band.
your band.
You
characters.
Are your band?
You can't come back to this place until you've changed. Now leave. And I turned around like a little pussy cat. And walked out. And I remember walking home. And thinking, that's it. That's it. I'm finished. I try to be like them.
Ma püüdsin olla nende
poolt. Exactly. It's all right for them because they come from nice rich homes.
Ja nendel on see võimalik, sest nemad tulevad ilusast rikkast kodust.
But it's obvious God is not for me.
Aga no minu jaoks see Jumal ei ole.
And I thought, well, I give it a try.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, no hästi, ma proovisin.
But it's over, it's finished.
Aga näed, midagi ei tulnud välja, midagi läbi.
In the next 3 months, I didn't go out at night hardly.
Ja järgmise 3 kuu jooksul ma ei käinud õhtuti enam eriti väljas.
I left school and I was working in a zoo.
Koolis ma enam ei käinud ja ma töötasin loomaaias.
I used to bike the 14 miles to the zoo.
Ja tööle ma läksin rattaga, see oli ligi 20 kilometrit.
I felt more in a cage than the animals were.
Aga ma tundsin, et mina olen rohkem puuris kui need loomad.
Some of these animals would just walk up and down.
Need loomad käivad seal puuris edasi-tagasi.
And I thought, I know how you feel, that's how I feel.
Ja ma vaatasin neid ja mõtlesin, et ma tean küll, mida sa võid tunda.
I know I was only a young boy, but I felt in a cage.
Ma tean, et ma olin noor poiss, aga ma tundsin, et ma olen nagu puuris.
And it felt that I had made the bars of myself.
Ja mul oli selline tunne, et ma olen ise nagu panunud need trellid endale.
Bars of anger.
Need vihad trellid ja vihkamine.
And dirtiness. They were
there.
And I just could not get out.
Ja ma lihtsalt ei saanud välja.
I used to come home at night.
Tulin õhtul koju.
I didn't want to go out with my mates.
Ei tahtnud sõpradega väljas käia.
And I used just to go to my bedroom and think what this pastor has said.
Ja ma lihtsalt olin oma toas ja mõtlesin, mida see pastor oli öelnud.
At the end of 3 months.
Kui umbes 3 kuud oli mööda saanud.
And I can remember this like it was yesterday.
Ja see on mul meeles sama hästi, kui see oleks sündinud eile.
I fell down on
ma
my knees.
Ma langasin põlvili.
By the side of my bed.
Oma voodi kõrvale.
And I remember the prayer I prayed.
Ja ma mäletan seda palvet, mida ma palvetasin.
I pray God of the Christians.
Ma mõtlesin, kristlaste Jumal.
If you can do anything with me, do it now.
Kui sa minuga midagi suudad teha, siis tee seda praegu.
And I want to tell you this.
Ja ma tahan teile öelda.
That something happened that very moment.
Et midagi juhtus sellel hetkel.
A great, heavy darkness left me.
See oli selline tunne, nagu midagi väga suurt ja tumedat oleks ära läinud.
Deep inside, it left me.
Minu seest. Lihtsalt läks ära.
And I didn't know about the Bible or about the gospel or about Christian things really.
Ja mina ei teanud midagi piiblist või kristlastest ja evangeeliumist.
But I knew, when I got off my knees, I knew 2 things.
Aga kui ma tõusin üles, ma teadsin 2 asja.
One, that God had forgiven me.
Üks oli see, et Jumal on mulle andeks annud.
And 2.
Ja teiseks.
That he loved me.
Et ta armastas mind.
I just knew it. I knew it.
Ma lihtsalt teadsin seda.
Sunday came.
Tuli pühapäev.
And for the first time in my life, I put a tie on. Because in those days you had to wear a tie if you're going to go to church. And I went to the church. And everybody saw me. What's going to happen? And I went up to the pastor. And I said, can I come back? I've changed. And he shook me hand and he said, yes, of course you can. And that's how God first got hold of me.
Ja sel moel sa siis Jumal nagu minust mind kätte.
What I didn't know
mida ma ei teadnud,
was on the Monday morning when it first happened.
Oli see, et esas hommikul, kui see esimene kord oli.
The pastor was so concerned at what he'd done the night before, banning me from the church.
Ja nagu esas hommikul peale seda, kui pastor oli minul kirikuse tulemise keelanud.
That he went to see his friend.
Siis ta läks oma sõbra juurde.
This friend was the man who really told me about Jesus.
Ja tema sõber oli, on mees, kes on minule rääkinud Jeesusest.
And he said, I'm going to go around and see Dave Orange and apologize. I think I was too hard on him.
Ja ta ütles sellele mehele, ütles, et ma lähen nüüd Dave Orange juurde ja ma vabandan. Ma arvan, et ma olin liiga range tema.
But his friend said, no, leave him.
Aga ta sõber ütles, jäta ta sinna
paika. I believe God is doing something in him.
Ma usun, et Jumal teeb temas midagi.
And he was absolutely right.
Ja ta oli täiesti õigus.
God did something in me.
Jumal tegi midagi minus.
I tell you, I told everybody.
Ma rääkisin kõigile.
My mom and dad was sick of it.
Mu ema ja isa jäid mu jutust juba haigeks.
I left Bibles everywhere.
Igale poole ma jäksin piibleid ja traktaate.
I sang all the Christian songs I knew. Everybody and everybody.
Kristlike laulu igal pool ja igale ühele.
People started running away from me.
Ja kui ma tulin, siis inimesed läksid juba ära.
I remember once phoning an old drinking mate up of mine.
Ja kohtusin ühe oma vanna joomasõbraga.
And saying, Steve, I found it. I found what we're looking for. I found it.
Ja ma ütlesin talle, Steve, ja ma leidsin selle, mida ma otsisin.
Go, come down to the pub tonight, I tell you.
Tule täna seal kõrtsi, ma räägin sulle ka.
I thought, this is great. When Steve becomes a Christian, he'll make a great Christian.
Ja siis ma mõtlesin, no kui Steve nüüd kristlane saab, tema saab väga
kristlane. I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
Et ma tõesti tahtsin ta näha.
So Steve came down.
Steve tuligi kõrtsi.
Steve Whitby.
Tuli.
I love that man.
Mulle, ma arvastan ta mees.
And I said, right, I go, pint of beer.
Ja siis me võtsime mõlemad selle toobi õlust ja ütlesin, et ma leidsin Jeesuse.
There's nothing, I found Jesus.
Ma leidsin Jeesuse, seitsin ei ole midagi.
Do you remember what we used to talk about?
Sa mäletad, millest me rääkisime?
Just that dirt and that darkness.
Kõik see rämps ja see pimedus on läinud.
He said, Dave, I'll see you. I'll see you.
Nägemiseni.
Goodbye, and he walked out. I've never seen him again.
Ja ma pole teda näinud.
I couldn't understand it.
Ja ma ei saanud aru.
I couldn't understand why all the street didn't come Christians overnight.
Ma ei saanud aru, miks kõik need inimesed, kes on tänasel käisid üle, miks nad ei saanud Christians.
I started getting a group together and we ran out right around the pubs.
Ja me hakkasime seda väikse grupiga.
Annoying everybody. Annoying all the sinners.
Pubides käima ja neid patuseid eemale peletama.
Just like the Christians that annoyed me.
Ja siis mina ajasin neid vihaseks samamoodi, nagu kristlased oli parem mind vihaseks ajanud.
People had to take me aside and sit me down.
Ja siis, nagu mind, who did it?
Friends took me aside and sat me down.
Siis sõbrad kutsusin kõrvale ja niimoodi panid istuma.
And tried to say, well, maybe Dave, you know, that's not quite the way to do it.
Ja võibolla Dave natukene mingil muul moel peaks tegema seda.
I was so excited.
Aga mina olen põnevil.
What God had done for me.
See, mida Jumal oli mulle teinud.
Well, things went on.
Aga siis läks aeg edasi.
And I started reading the Bible.
Ja ma hakkasin lugema Biiblit.
I hadn't done any reading up to then.
Sel ajal ma polnud lugenud Biiblit.
In fact, I could hardly read.
Ma isegi ei suutnud lugeda.
And the church I joined.
Ja see kirik, millega ma olin siis ühinenud.
They were very well educated.
Nemad olid väga hästi õpetatud.
They were all about to go to university.
Seal peaaegu kõik igaüks käis ülikoolis.
All the young people.
Peaaegu iga noor
käis
ülikoolis.
You know, we all got A's and B's in their classes.
Ja kõigil olid viied ja neljad. Aga mina olin.
Yeah, to look, read my, the best way to read my exam paper was upside down.
Aga minu tunnistus oli kõige parem lugeda tagurpidi.
I was just thick.
Ma lihtsalt olin selline.
I was bottom the class in everything except one subject.
Ja ma olin klassi viimane igas aines peale ühe.
Sport.
Spordisel.
I could be anybody at
sport. Spordisel olin mina parim.
But math, English.
Aga matemaatika, inglise keel.
The teachers used to send my papers back and say, Orange, could not understand one word.
Ja õpetajad andsid minu töö tagasi ja panid sinna märkuse juurde, Orange. Seda perekonimi ei saanud üheski asjast kui nii saa rohkem.
After a long time, that really gets you, a young person.
Aga kui sa kuuled seda pidevalt, siis üks hetke sa hakkab mõjuma.
And I remember sitting in my new friend's house.
Ja siis mul tuleb meelde, et ma istusin ühe oma uue sõbra kodus, majas.
A posh house.
Uhtes majas.
His dad had a big black zodiac.
Ja ta isa oli suur, uhtes zodiac.
And he was an architect.
arhitekt.
Arhitekt, you know. Everybody knew him in the town.
Ja ta nimi oli linnast tuntunut.
Oh, I remember too. And in their big lounge was a big grand piano.
Ja nende selles suures elutoas oli suur see grand piano.
I was in a house with a big grand piano.
Ja mina olin selles majas, kus oli see suur klaver, kontsertklaver.
And I remember we were drinking coffee in the kitchen.
Ja me jõime köögis kohvi.
And still working at the zoo.
Ja ma töötasin samal ajal ikka loomaaias.
His mother came in.
Ja tema ema tuli sisse.
She said, "What's that smell?" She came on to, "It's you. You smell." And she got the broomstick.
Yeah, the wet is hard.
Yeah. Took me coat. She was one of the Christian leaders in the church.
Yeah, they were Christian and Greek.
And she came back and she said, "David."
Yeah, they told me to watch the TV.
You'll never do anything any good.
Sina ei suuda kui millega kehakka.
You've got to pass some exams and try and get to university.
Sa pead proovima mõned eksamid ära teha ja ülikooli saada.
You've got no exams, you've got no certificates.
Sul ei ole keskkooli tunnistust, sa pole eksamid ära teinud, riigi eksamid.
Look at my sons.
Vaata minu poeg.
They're going to university, they're going to do well.
Nad lähevad ülikooli ja neil läheb hästi.
I thought, oh.
Esi ma saada, aah.
I don't know. I said, well,
ütlesin,
I've got Jesus.
Minu olen Jeesus.
Jesus is not good enough. You've got to get exams as well.
Jeesus te piisas, sa pead eksamid ka ära tegema.
And I thought, well,
ja mõtlen,
I'll do what I can.
Ma vaatan, mis ma teha saan.
But I didn't really think that she was really telling me that good advice.
Aga ma ei olnud eriti veendunud, et see naine andis mulle hea nõu.
Very, very rarely I meet up with some of my old friends.
Ja väga-väga harva, kui ma mõne oma vanasõbraga kohtusin.
And I think I preached in over 80 countries.
Ja nüüd ma väga harva kohtun vanadel sõpradega, ma olen üle jutlustanud rohkem kui 80 riigis.
I preached in mud huts in Africa.
Olen Afrikas jutlustanud nendes mudahütikestes.
I preached in universities in America.
Olen Ameerikas ülikoolides jutlustanud.
And when I start telling some of my stories to my old friends.
Ja kui ma vanadele sõpradele räägin lugus, mis mu elus on juhtunud.
They say, well, certificates didn't do us any good, did they?
Ja selle peale nad ütlevad, et tunnistused tõesti mul on suurt kasu.
Doesn't matter where you come from.
Pole tähtis, kus sa tuled.
Doesn't matter if you got certificates or if you haven't got certificates.
Pole tähtis, kas sul on tunnistus või sul ei ole tunnistust.
The Bible says this.
Piibel ütleb.
If any man or woman is in Christ.
Kui keegi on Kristuses.
They are a new creation.
On nad uus loodu.
All things are passed away.
Kõik vana on möödas.
Look.
Vaata.
Everything becomes new.
On saanud uueks.
The devil.
Kurat.
He makes everything old.
Teeb kõik vanaks.
He makes everything old and smelly and
ta teeb kõik vanaks ja haisaks ja mädanevaks.
God.
Aga Jumal.
He makes everything new.
Teeb kõik uueks.
Well, I'll tell you something else that happened to me.
Ja ühe asja räägin veel.
I got the sack.
Mind lasti lahti.
From the zoo.
Loomaaias.
Because I started letting the animals out.
Loomi välja laskma.
I was free.
Mina tundsin,
so I wanted the animals to be free. And my boss said that wasn't a very good idea.
Ja mul ülemus ütles, et see on küll väga hea mõte pole.
We just had some great fun.
Aga meil oli seal lõgus.
We used to have pelicans.
Meil oli seal pelikanid.
And when the pelicans come,
ja kui pelikanid tulid,
the first thing I had to do was get a pair of grass shears.
Ma pidin võtma need aiakäärid.
Cut their primary feathers off.
Ja pidin need pikad suled ära lühekseks lõikama.
Just like putting their fingernail, put your fingernail.
Ja see on siis sama kui meil lõikame.
So when they freeze, like that.
Et nad ei saa lendu tõusta.
But David started to understand things.
Aga David hakkas nüüd jah matsu jagama.
Just like fingernails grow.
Nii nagu sõrmed ühed kasvavad.
So feathers grow again.
Suled kasvavad uuesti.
And so these feathers used to start growing again, these great big pelicans.
Yes, need pelikanid tiivasuled hakkasid ka kasvama.
And I used to wait for a real windy day.
Ja ma siis ootasin, kui nii on paras
tuli meil. And I could see them practicing on the edge of their pool.
Ja siis ma nägin, kui nad seal
basseini
ääre peal harjutasid.
And the wind would come, and up they go, just make it on the top of the fence.
Ja siis tuli tuul ja siis nad tõusid lendu just üle aia.
And the rest of the day I spent running after them all over the fields.
Ja
that was great fun.
See oli lõbus.
On a Wednesday, we used to have a gardener come.
Kolmapäeviti käis aednik.
And this gardener used to live in the north of England.
Ja see aednik elas Põhja-Inglismaal.
And he used to be a rugby player too, rugby league he used to play.
Ja tema mängis ka siis rugbyt.
And we got on very well.
Me saime väga hästi läbi.
So on a Wednesday,
kolmapäeval, kui ta tuli,
we used to let the ostriches out.
Lasime neid jaanalinde välja.
The ostriches run very fast.
Ja need jooksevad.
And it's a great game, you'll try it in kids' club.
Ja see on väga hea mäng, mida võid kahte kirikus teha.
Get some ostriches and let them escape.
Laske jaanalinnad lahti.
And then try and tackle them.
Ja siis pühke
nad kohti. Oh, just the best time ever. Oh, there you go!
Ja imaväres on ka jaanalinnu arv. Ja võib proovida küll.
It took a long time for God to make me sensible.
Jumal läks päris kaua aega, kui mõni ma jälle mõistlikuks hakkasin.
Maybe it takes a long time to make us all sensible.
Võib-olla Jumal läks üldse kaua aega, et meid kõiki nagu mõistlikeks teha.
But God doesn't want to make us too sensible. That would
be boring. Aga ta ei taha, et me nagu liiga mõistlikud oleme, et siis on nagu iga.
So I got the sack.
Ja ühesõnaga mind lasti lahti.
And my friend who was starting to tell me about Jesus.
Ja mu sõber, kes oli mulle püüdnud Jeesust rääkida.
His son worked on a farm.
Tema poeg töötas talus.
And he got me a job on the farm.
Ja tema muretses mulle töökoha talus.
I loved it.
Ja mulle lihtsalt hullult meeldis.
They were good farmers.
Nad olid hea talurikud.
Very good to me.
Ja nad olid minu vastu väga hea.
I just loved everything about farming.
Ja mulle meeldis seal talus absoluutselt kõik.
I remember once.
Üks kord.
My last job at night was to go and count the sheep.
Igal õhtul minu viimane töö oli lambad üle lugeda.
And by this time,
ja selleks ajaks,
I heard about the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Olin ma juba kuulnud pühavaimuga ristimisest.
We'd have people come to talk to us about it.
Et inimesed tulid ja rääksid meile sellest.
And I thought, wow.
Ja ma mõtlesin, wow.
I want that.
Ma tahan ka seda.
In particular, this one young black Jamaican girl came to talk to us.
Ja see oli just üks tüdruk, üks must, Jamaican, kes meile rääkis sellest.
Valerie, her name is, she's still my friend today. She only comes up to camp today.
Ta oli nii pikk, aga nimi on Valeria ja tänase päevani oleme sõbrad.
Oh, don't forget, all our particular young people's group, we're all, you know, we're all athletic and all strong.
Aga meie olime kõik sellest sportlased, see suurt kasvu.
And this little girl came from the other part of town.
Ja siis tuli see pisike tüdruk kuskil linna teisest otsast.
To tell us about how she was filled with God's spirit.
Ja rääkis meile, kuidas ta sai Jumala vaimu täis.
And I listened.
Ja ma lihtsalt kuulasin.
Never heard anything
kunagi kuulnud mitte midagi sellist oma elus.
I could have eaten her.
Ma oleksin võinud ta nahka pista.
Afterwards, when she'd gone home, we
kui ta oli siis ära läinud.
As usual, we went back for coffee.
Läksime meie kohvika joomale.
And I said, wasn't that fantastic what she said?
Ja ma ütlesin teistele, et kas lahe, mis ta rääkis.
But all my friends said, well,
aga sõbrad ütlesid, et
she's just,
ta on siuke
veidi, she's just Pentecostal, don't
neli pügilane. Et teda ei tasu kuulata.
I was hooked.
Aga mina olin juba
kohvika. She was talking about God in a way I'd never heard before.
Ta rääkis Jumalas sellisel moel, mida mina olen mitte kunagi kuulnud.
Just like that young girl this morning who spoke to us.
Nii nagu see noor naisterahvas või tüdruk täna hommikul.
God speaking to her not to go to this school.
Jumal rääkis talle, et ta sinna kooli ei läheks.
Anyway, she told us lots of things.
Ta rääkis meile palju asju.
She told us about speaking in unknown tongues.
Ta rääkis meile tundmatutes keeltes rääkimisest. Mina mõtlesin, vau.
Anyway, as I say, the last thing at night, I had to go and count the sheep.
Ja nagu ma ütlesin teile, et siis minu viimane töö igal õhtul oli lambad üle lugeda.
You probably know how stupid sheep are.
Ja te ilmselt teate ka, kui rumal
on lambad. They don't line up, so you can count them.
Nad ei võta ennast ritta, nii et sa ei saa nagu üle lugeda.
They're just all over the place.
Nad on lihtsalt absoluutselt igal
pool. So the shepherd told me to count in fives, like that, all over the field.
Ja siis see karjane õpetas mind, et loe niimoodi viie kaupa üle terve põllu.
They never learned that at college.
Seda ei õpetada ülikooli, seda.
you can try and get it works, learn off words. You can put how you can put the perspective of the field and you count 5, 10, 15,
22.
And it was just this beautiful evening.
Ja seal oli siis ilus õhtu.
It was late autumn and the sun was setting.
Oli juba hilis sügis ja päike oli loomas.
I just started singing and
ja mina hakkasin laulma.
Just like we were doing earlier, just praising the Lord.
Hakkasin Jumalat kiitma.
And suddenly these words came out of my mouth.
Ja järsku tuli mu suust välja need sõnad.
They weren't English.
Mis ei olnud inglise keeles.
They weren't even Estonian.
Eesti keeles ka ei olnud.
I don't know what they were. They were just
ma ei tea, mis keeles nad olid, aga nad olid lihtsalt nii ilusad.
Some great release happened to me.
Ja mul kogesin nagu sellist suurt vabadust.
But then I remembered all that my friend said.
Aga siis mul tuli meelde, mida mu sõbrad olid
öelnud. It wasn't good.
Et see ei ole hea mõte.
So I stopped.
Ja ma siis lõpetasin.
No, my friend.
Ma sõnud, ei.
My friend, although it's in the Bible, my friend says it's not for today, I won't do it.
See oli piisis ja mu sõber ütles, et täna seda enam ei sünni, et ma ei tee seda.
But the next evening,
järgmisel õhtul,
it was pouring down the rain.
Sadas vihma.
And when it pours in the countryside in England, it pours.
Ja kui Inglismaal mõhkunes maakohas sajab,
siis tähendab seda mõttes mõttes. Even with coats on, you just get rigging wet.
Sa oled seal läbimärg.
And you're walking through the long grass and all your socks and your trousers.
Ja sa käis seal kõrges rohus ja kõik su püksid ja sokid ja saabud kõik oma reaal.
But still, you have to count the sheep.
Aga lammat tuleb ikka küle lugeda.
And same thing happened again.
Ja nii, et sama asja.
Something like a great well started coming me.
Minu sees oli nagu mingi, mina tea, nagu juki või kaemis, aga üle ajama.
Juki, yeah. And again I started singing and praising God.
Ja ma hakkasin jälle laulma ja kiitma.
And I found my arms in the air.
Ja ma ootasin järgi mu käed.
And again these new strange language came out.
Ja see kummaline keel tuli jälle mu suust välja.
But this time I thought, Lord, this can't be bad. This is so
good. Ja siis ma lihtsalt mõtlesin, et Jumal, see ei saa halb olla, sest
tunnen, et jäi. I was loving God like I've never loved him in my life.
Ma armastan Jumalat nii, nagu ma kunagi oma elus ei ole armastanud.
But I was still worried.
Aga ma olin mures.
And so I went to see Eddie.
Ja ma läksin siis külla Edile.
The friend who was telling me about Jesus.
See oli see sõber, kes oli mulle rääkinud Jeesusest.
And I thought, well, how can I say this to him?
Ja ma mõtlesin, mida ma saan seda talle nüüd öelda.
Eddie doesn't believe in talking in these new tongues.
Eddie ei usu nendes uutes keeltes rääkimisse.
I don't know what to say.
Ma mõtlesin, ma ei teanud öelda talle.
So, we sat down.
Ja siis me siis istusime seal.
We talked about lots of things.
Rääkisime paljudest asjadest.
And then dear Eddie said,
ja siis ütles Eddie,
you know, Dave, I speak in tongues.
Teate, mina räägin ka nendes keeltes.
Eddie.
Ja siis ma vaatasin seal otsa Eddie.
I didn't realize you spoke in tongues.
Ma ei teanud seda.
Yes, he said, I do.
Jah, ma räägin.
I said,
ma ütlesin, kas tead?
Yesterday I spoke in tongues
too. Mina rääkisin ka eile keeltes.
And that was it.
Ja asja oli paigas.
Then people suggested I ought to go to college.
Ja siis inimesed soovitsid mulle, et sa peaksid ikka ülikooli minema või kolledžisse.
Not theological college.
Mitte nagu teoloogia.
Agricultural college.
Vaid põllumajandust õppima.
And I said, no, I'm never going back to school.
Ja siis ma ütlesin, et seda juba ei juhtu, mina enam kooli.
I'm enjoying myself.
Mul on praegu parim aeg minu elus.
I'm out of the country.
Ma olen seal kuskil.
I'm loving God.
Armastan Jumala.
I love my friends.
Armastan oma sõpru.
What am I going to sit on a desk again for?
Miks sa pean seal pingis istuma hakkama?
And I said, the only way I'm going to go to agricultural college.
Ja ma ütlesin, et ainus viis, kui mina lähen põllumajandust õppima ülikooli.
All the forms will have to drop through my letterbox in the morning. Ah.
Siis ma ütlesin, et kõik need vajalikud vormid peavad hommikul minu postkasti kukkuma.
That's impossible to do.
See on täitsa võimatu.
Well, I expect you know what happened.
Ja te arvate ilmselt ära, mis juhtus.
I got up in the morning.
Ärkasin hommikul
üles. Every form I needed.
Ja iga avaldus, mida ma vajasin.
To go to college was there on the mat at the front door.
Oli seal postkastis.
So I had to obey.
Ma pidin kuuletama, how did it get there?
I had to obey and go to college.
But how did it get there?
I don't know.
Ma ei tea,
that was 40 years ago.
Ma sain 40 aastat.
And I've asked all, when I see it, my old friend, I do not know. Honestly, I don't know.
Ja ma olen kõigi käest küsinud, keda on vähegi on ette sattunud, et kuidas need paperid sinna sattusid, ja ma tänase päevane ei tea.
I don't know how they got there.
Ma ei tea, kuidas nad sattusid mu postkasti.
I'll tell you one more little thing that happened.
Aga üks asi veel.
And then time to finish. We had made a secret pact with each other, our friend, my friend.
But
we were going to be God's men.
Et meist saavad Jumala mehed.
And we were never going to marry.
Et meie ei abiellu.
No, we didn't want girls. We didn't need girls. We were going to be God's army.
Meie tüdrukud ei tahtnud, meie tüdrukud ei vaadanud, meie olime Jumala armees.
And I thought this is embarrassing. I can even remember cutting our hands with, and making blood and going right.
Ja me selvisime verelepingu. Lõikasime oma läbi kätte ja siis selvisime verelepingu.
Anyway, we used to run a big youth group.
Ja sellel ajal oli meil juba selline suur noortegrupp.
Maybe 200 kids used to come to this youth group.
Seal noortegrupis käis võibolla 200 noort.
And without fail, every evening we won the youth group, there was an ambulance outside.
Ja igal õhtul, kui meil oli see noortegrupp, oli väljas kiirabi.
Because somebody always used to get a broken arm or a broken nose or something.
Sest tihti keegi murdis käed, keegi nina läks katki.
It was great fun.
Nii et seal oli väga lõbus.
But because the thing was getting so big, we had to ask other churches to come and help.
Aga kuna seal läks nii nagu palju rahvast oli, me pidime teistes kirikutest kutsuma inimesi,
et
peab
so appi. The Methodists came down to help.
Tulid metodistid.
And one of the Methodists,
ja üks nendest metodistidest,
helpers was a girl called Penny.
Oli üks tüdruke, nimi oli Penny.
And my mates, you know, my friend said,
ja mu sõbrast oli tegid nii.
I think she left. No. And I said, anyway, she's not my type. My type was hippie, you know. I was a bit of hippie. I used to have long hair down to
here. You know,
and she was all kind of proper. You know, nice, very nice, proper skirts.
Korralik seelik, yeah.
You know, but I like the jeans and the patches and, you know.
Aga mulle meeldisid lapitud teksad ja...
Singing all the bad songs and everything like that.
Ja teate need hippi laulud, yeah.
Anyway, my friend, at the end, all the kids used to go home.
Ja siis kui üritus lõppes, ja kõik läksid koju.
And then we had to... tidy everything up.
Me pidime kõik ära koristama.
And so usually washing up and all that kind of stuff.
No, pidime nõusid pesema.
But I didn't know this.
Aga ma ei teadnud.
Everybody slipped out.
Et kõik lihtsalt läksid
ära. And only the two people left was Penny and myself.
Ja ainukesed, kes sinna jäid, olime Penny ja mina, kõik teised korraldasid niimoodi ära.
And I somebody had to walk the home.
Ja keegi pidi ta koju saatma.
So I had to do it.
Ja mina pidi ta tegema.
And I remember walking home down by the railway, under the big bridges of the railway.
Ja ma mäletan, kuidas me käisime ta raudteed ja sealt suurte sildade alt läbi ja...
And then I held a hand.
Ja hoidsin tal käest kinni.
And I was thinking, but what about the pact I'd made with my friends?
Ja mõtsin oma teise käe peale, mõtsin, aga mis saab minu sellest salalepingust, mis ma enda sõpradega tegin.
But by the time we got to her house,
aga selleks ajaks, kui me tema koju jõudsime,
I know I was going to marry that girl.
Ma teadsin, et selle tüdruku oma abiellun.
I had to go to college first.
Kõigepealt ma pidin minema sinna kolledžisse.
But as soon as college finished, we got married.
Aga kui kolledž lõppes, siis ma abiellusime.
And that was the start of our married life, of course.
Ja nii algas meie abielu.
And a thousand adventures that we've had since.
Ja meil on olnud siis tuhandeid seiklusi.
I honestly can't tell you what would have happened to me if God hadn't done something in the beginning.
Aga ma tõesti ausalt öeldes ei oska teile öelda, mis oleks minuga juhtunud siis, kui Jumal poleks minuga mõelnud.
I was going nowhere.
Sest ma lihtsalt sihtis ja olin teel mitte kuhugi.
I was at war with everybody.
Ma olin nagu vaenu jalal kõigiga.
Nobody wanted to look at me.
Mind ei tahtnud näha keegi.
I had spots everywhere.
Ma olin üleni vistlik.
Oh, just disgusting.
Ma lihtsalt nägin vastik välja.
I was.
Päriselt.
But you Christians, you probably asked this yourself. Why was God so good to me?
Ma arvan, et teie, kes olete kristlased, te olete endalt ka küsinud, et miks Jumal on minu vastu
nii hea olnud? Why should God change my life like that?
Miks peaks Jumal muutma minu elu nii?
But he did.
Aga ta tegi.
And because he did.
Ja sellepärast, et ta tegi.
Because he did something for me.
Sellepärast, et ta tegi midagi minu
jaoks. I know.
Ma tean.
That he can do that for anybody.
Et ta võib teha seda iga ühe jaoks.
I just know it with all my being.
Kogu iga rahvuga.
Well, I can't go on, but we, Penny and I started our own church.
Ja ma rohkem ei räägi täna, aga Penny ja mina me rajasime oma koguduse.
And we used to have alcoholics and drug addicts.
Siis olid joodikud ja narkarid.
And prostitutes.
Prostituudid.
People used to keep bully rabbits in our bedroom.
Ja inimesed pidasid oma küülikud meie magamistoas.
And I remember this one particular addict used to come to the meeting and I used to think, oh, this man is so happy.
Ja seal oli üks narkar, kes siis meil, vabandust, narkomaan, kes seal koosolekul käis ja ma mäletan, ma vaatasin teda, mõtlesin,
well, nii on selline mees. Because he used to keep his drugs in a little cupboard just before he came into the door of the meeting.
Aga ta oli õnnelik sellepärast ja nii rõõmus sellepärast, et tal oli seal kuskil koridoris kirikus. Väikene kapikene, kus ta võtis narkootikume, mida ta võttis vahetult enne saalikse sisse astumist.
And every, halfway through the meeting, every day he used to go out and obviously get some more drugs and come back in. When he came back, he was up and clapping and everything.
Ja seal ta siis nagu võttis uuesti neid, sest ta tuli tagasi oli jälle hästi rõõmus.
So all these things started to happen to us.
Nii et meiega juhtus igasugused sellised asjad.
But I know this.
Aga ma tean.
That God changed some of those people.
Et Jumal muutis mõned nendest inimesed.
That the social services and hospitals have given up.
Inimesed, kelle puhul juba sotsiaalhoolekanne ja haiglad olid nagu lootuse kaotanud.
Their families have given up.
Perekonnad olid loobunud
neid. But God never gives up.
Aga Jumal ei loobu.
And God changed some of these men. Just unbelievably changed.
Ja Jumal muutis mõned inimesed väga imeliselt.
And just like me, they didn't have Christian backgrounds at all.
Ja nii nagu mina, mul ei olnud kristliku taustu.
And I expect they prayed the same kind of prayer I prayed.
Ja ma eeldan, et nad ilmselt paletasid umbes samamoodi nagu mina.
God of the Christians.
Et kristlaste Jumal.
If you can do something with me, do it.
Kui sa minu ka saatnegi teha, siis tee seda.
And God did it.
Jumal tegi seda.
And he changed me.
Ja ta muutis mind.
Set me on a new way.
Ja pani mind uuele teele.
And I just love him.
Ja ma lihtsalt armastan teda.
Well, that's part of my story. Thank you ever so much for listening.
Ja
I haven't told that for many years.
Ma ei ole seda kaua rääkinud.
Bless you.
Jumala nimessä.